Welcome to the Latika Vimes Show, a work and life balance podcast for working moms who want to lead and grow in their careers. In this podcast, you will gain tips and inspiration to help you navigate and thrive as you balance and manage your life, marriage, career, and your faith. I am your host, Latika Vines, a working mom of four, a wife, and just like you, a career-driven working mom. It is my goal that myself and all empowering guests that join us will share and explore our life lessons and give you the immediate steps you can take to navigate and thrive in your career and life so you can build opportunities for your self-success. Subscribe to this podcast so you're notified of each episode that airs. Welcome to Latika Vine Show. Hey, working mom, welcome to this episode of the Latika Vine Show. I am so excited, as I am every time we connect, that you are joining me for this episode. And, you know, we have been talking about the whole working mom. This has been an incredible series, and I really hope that with each topic that we discussed under this series title, that you have been empowered, that you are able to discover a little bit more about yourself, and that you have now the knowledge, the tools to overcome, to be a better version of yourself as you dig deep into the whole you. So I really hope that this series topic is beneficial to you as it is to me. Just a few announcements. I do want to say welcome to a new month, December. It is the last month of 2023. Can you believe it? The last month of 2023. And I want to encourage you to join me at the end of the year, December 30th, for a prayer call. This prayer call will be for moms, working moms. So invite your friends. We'd love for you to join us. And what we're going to do is end the year right and start the year right. And what I mean by right is we're going to focus on God. We're going to make sure that God is the center of everything. And to do that is to end the year and to start the year with Him. And so we're going to have a prayer call. I will be doing this in my private Facebook group. So if you are not in the group, please, 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 please go into the show notes and go ahead and click on the link to join the group. We are going to really make sure that the end of the year is powerful and the start of the year is powerful. Also, I want to encourage you that all throughout the month, I am hosting free coaching calls. So if anything that we discuss during this month, you find that you need a little bit more assistance on, you need some resources, you need some strategy, you need a coaching session, I am hosting for every working mom. You get to receive one free coaching call of 30 minutes with me. So again, that link to schedule your call will be in the show notes. So please make sure that you schedule some time with me. And so we can further the whole working mom. So let's get into today's episode. Today we're going to be talking about coping with our emotional demand. Yes, a very heavy topic, but also one that if you're like me, that you have struggled with for many years. I know I have. And what I realized is when you look up the definition of the phrase emotional demands, one of the things that I saw was to be able to cope with these emotional demands, you have to suppress your own feelings to meet the needs of others. That was a little scary. That was a little scary because I was like, wow, you know, how many times do we suppress our own feelings to make sure that everyone else is good? We do that a lot. And you might be asking, okay, so what are emotional demands? Like, how do you define that? Well, emotional demands are you making sure that your children are good, that your husband is good, that your friends are good, that your neighbors are good, that your community, your church members are good. You are managing and controlling the emotional stability of others. You are, and I'm guilty of this, you are taking on the emotional distraughtness, the emotional everything of others. And you may not know how to deal with those feelings. You may not know how to deal with your own feelings, because then with the emotional demands, with you managing everyone's emotional demands, not including your own, now you're dealing with guilt, you're dealing with anxiety, you're dealing with overwhelm. Because can you imagine? I mean, you're living it, but you are managing others' emotional needs and their demands on top of everything else. That's overwhelm. And it's also causing you to be anxious. It's causing you to be anxious because you're like, how am I going to do this? This person needs this. This person needs this. It's tough. It is very tough. It's very tough. And we know that the emotional demands that we experience in life, it's a part of life. We know that. It's inescapable. But we have to understand that we, and I'm talking to myself when I say we, I'm including myself, we do not have the capacity to fix, control, and or manage the emotional demands of others. I'm gonna just let that sit. We don't have the capacity. We don't. Now, you know, I'm thinking about our children. You know, our children, especially our young ones, they don't know how to manage their own emotions. They don't. And so as moms, we have to show them, we have to be the role model of how to control our emotions, how to manage our emotions, and then not to take on the emotional load of others. So yes, I did add another thing onto your plate. However, when you're able to teach your kids how to do that, now you are taking the ownership of managing other emotional demands. You're taking away the ownership. Likewise, your children won't have that ownership. They won't feel like, oh my God, I saw my mother do it, so I must do it too. No. They will learn not to take on the emotions of others. They will also learn how to manage their own emotions, because we all have emotions. Again, it's a part of life. However, it's how you manage them, how you cope with the ones that you have, right? And I want you to think about this, that when you try to fix and control and manage the emotional demands of others, you bypass God and distance yourself from Him because you're like, I got this. I can do it, when really you don't have the capacity to do it. So you're bypassing God. Like, God, I'm God. I got this. And that's not, I know that's not what you want. And that's not what I want. But I want to tell you, this convicted me because, you know, the Bible tells us don't be anxious for anything. Don't be anxious for anything. But when we are managing other people's emotional demands, we are being anxious over everything because we're worrying. We are being impatient with results. The list goes on. We are overwhelmed with, you know, what they have to do to, you know, do whatever. We are overwhelmed. We are anxious. But the Bible tells us be anxious for nothing. Nothing. For nothing. And I'm reminded of Luke chapter 10, verses 41 to 42. If you ever get an opportunity, check out, read Luke chapter 10, verses 38 through 42. And I'm going to be reading from the NIV, verses 41 to 42. And it says, "Martha, Martha," the Lord answered, "you are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, or indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her." So in this example here of what I just read in the scripture, Jesus came to Martha's house and Mary sat at his feet. Mary and Martha are sisters, and Mary sat at Jesus' feet and she's listening to him as he's teaching. Can you imagine sitting at Jesus' feet? So she's learning from Jesus, spending time with him. But Martha, and the scripture says this when you're reading verses 38 to 42, that Martha was distracted by the preparations of the visit. So I can imagine she's, you know, prepping food. She's making sure Jesus has water, you know, making him comfortable, doing all the things. When she saw that Mary wasn't helping, she went to Jesus and was like, "She ain't doing nothing. She ain't doing nothing. She's not doing nothing to help me. Don't you see her sitting here and I'm back here struggling, doing all this work?" And Jesus' answer was simple. "Why are you worried? Why are you worried? Why are you worried?" And he simply said, "But there are a few things that are needed, or indeed only one." There was no need for Martha to be doing all the things that she was doing. But what was important for her was to be present with Jesus. Now, when I read this, this was literally like a gut punch for real, because I have been Martha for far too long. I have been worried and overwhelmed with the task, with the needs that life brings every day. And I am not being present. And that's all that Martha needed to do. Martha needed to be present. She needed to be present. And because she wasn't present and she was distracted doing all these other things, now she started to, those emotions came up. She may not have had the emotional demands of Mary and Jesus, but the emotion of worry, anxiousness, overwhelm. And I'm pretty sure once Jesus gave her the response that he gave her, that she then felt guilty, right? And she probably stopped and then, you know, listened to him, sat at his feet. But all those emotions that she took on, all of the tasks that she took on, all of the preparations that she took on distracted her. That is what taking the emotional demands of others does to you. It distracts you. It distracts you. it distracts you. It distracts you from doing what you are supposed to be doing because you are worried about other people and how they're going to do this and that and this and that. You become distracted and you're not able to do anything. Like I said, at the onset, our emotional demands that we take on, we try to control and fix and manage of others, we suppress our own feelings. So all the things that you need to do, you now are not able to do, you can't do, you won't do, because you are distracted taking on the emotional demands of others. Again, this was a gut punch for me. So as I'm talking to you, I'm also talking to myself, because this is something that I have struggled with. So you may be asking, okay, so now what? What Martha didn't do, what she didn't realize, is that her priority was to be with Jesus, to learn Jesus, to listen to him. That's what her priority was. And so I want to ask you, what is your priority? For you to take on the emotional demands of others, what is the reason behind it? And then what is your priority for doing? What are we doing? Because you taking the emotional demands of others, that's not something that you were born to do. That's not your purpose. That's not something that's in your that needs to be added to your day-to-day when you have all other things to do. No. We, you and I, cannot weigh ourselves down with the responsibilities that are not our own, that don't concern us, and we don't have the capacity for. Let me say that again. We cannot weigh ourselves down with responsibilities that are not our own, don't concern us, and we don't have the capacity for. In my prayer last night, I had to reveal, I had to tell God the responsibilities I emotionally and physically took ownership of that I shouldn't have. I took ownership of things that I shouldn't have. I took responsibility over the choices people made and the consequences they had to suffer from those choices. I took responsibility of it. And so because I took responsibility of it, I lost a whole year of life. I lied to you not. I lost a whole year. And I say that figuratively, because during that year, I could have grown. But instead, I kept on reverting back and worrying and being anxious and not trusting God. I was like Martha. I was distracted. When Jesus clearly told Martha, there's only one thing that is needed, and that was sitting by him. But one thing that God revealed to me as I was studying for this and as I was praying is that it's not my responsibility to take the emotional demands of others. It's not. And once I named the emotional demands that I took ownership of, I released them. I was like, God, I can't do this. This is yours now. This is yours. And I felt liberated. I felt liberated because now I'm able to breathe. I'm able to relax. I'm able to rest. I'm able to be present. And you can too.
The washer is done.
You can too. And so here are just a few things that I want to share with you to help you cope with emotional demands. Because yes, it's a part of life. It's inescapable. But you don't have to take responsibility. You don't have to take ownership. You don't have to be distracted. And so here are three things to help you with the emotional demands. One, identify how you make God your primary concern. Because again, emotional demands, you're of concern, right? You're anxious. You are overwhelmed. You're taking ownership over things that you don't need ownership of. You're taking responsibility for things that you should not be taking responsibility of or for. So you need to understand, how do you make God your primary concern? Because when God is first and he is your primary concern, his relationship, y'all's relationship together is of what is most important, all other things you will not worry about. The second, this is my favorite scripture, 1 Thessalonians 4:11. And simply put, it says to work quietly with your hands and to mind your business. Mind your business. Honestly, mind your business. There is no reason for you and I to take responsibility for things that we have no control over or are responsible for. And I want you to ask yourself this question. How much more can I add to my plate? None. I'm going to tell you right now, none. You can't add anything else to your plate. Why add additional emotional demands? Why? You can't. You don't have the capacity for it. You are not God. We are amazing. You are amazing. I know you're an amazing working mom. And I know God has equipped you, but God did not equip you to fix, control, manage other people's emotional demands. That's his job. His job to make sure everybody is cool. That's his God. He's omnipresent. He's the provider. He's the visionary. He's the help. He's the healer. Only God can do that. We can't. We cannot. And then the third thing that you can do is just be. You need to be present in the moment. Not worrying, not being anxious about the next, the what ifs, the should ifs, the could ifs. You have to be present and let God do the rest. You have to. So again, that was one, identify how you make God your primary concern. Two, mind your business. And three, just be. Just be. So again, emotional demands is something that we experience because it's a part of life. It is inescapable. However, you do not have the capacity to fix, control, manage everyone's emotional demands. But what you can do and what you do have the capacity for is to be present, listen to God, and not allow these distractions to prevent you from where you need to be, for how you need to grow, and how you have to do the will of God. So as we are in the series topic of the whole working mom, let's do the self-discovery, let's do the self-reflection, and understand that in order to be whole, in order to be used by God, in order to hear God clearly, we have to understand what those emotional demands are, understand we don't have the capacity for everything and everyone, and understanding that we have to be present with him. So I hope this was helpful, as it was to me. Again, I told you it was a gut punch for me. As I was studying for this, in my prayer is that when you leave this podcast episode, that you can do the work. You have the equipment, you have the tools, and you feel empowered to do the work of coping with emotional demands. Well, thanks for listening to this week's episode of Latika Vine Show, and I look forward to talking with you soon. Hey, working mom, thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I hope, I pray that this episode was such a blessing to you. Please bless us by rating this episode and sharing how it's helped you to manage, to balance your marriage, your life, your career, and your faith. Thank you so much for joining us on the Latika Vine Show, and I can't wait for you to listen
to the next episode. God bless you.